Hi, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Okay. So we're getting ready for our second Abundance Playground call. And let's go ahead and get into this. All right. So everyone take a deep breath. And another. Okay. So I'd like everyone to move to your core, and that is a column of light that moves from the top of your head down through your tailbone. And today we'll work on it even lower than your tailbone. Just see that going deeper, 8 to 10 feet below you and above you. Very good. Take another breath. And I want you to keep your focus there today. Now, things will come up, and when they do, that's fine. Just acknowledge them and then take your attention back to your core. We're going to call this core our Creative Control Center. We'll come up with a better name later, but this is you. This is your light body. This is yourself. This is where your soul resides in the body. Sometimes we live with our soul outside of our body. We want to do as much as we can to keep it within. Take a deep breath. And this is the power we're all trying to tap into. This is the energy that has our history, our issues, but also our patterns, our possibilities, and our infinite potential. So we're going to allow the energy of Source to come in today and any place that we need to clean up the core will go ahead and happen. And that would be how it relates to us psychologically, emotionally, in past patterns. So we'll immediately do a bit of a cleanup for anything that's ready to go now. Anything that's ready to transmute now. Sometimes we have soul pieces that are out doing something that we don't need them to do. Some of you are aware of soul retrieval work. That's the way things, that's how we used to work. I now work with just a faster integration of these pieces out creating things we don't want. In order to know what we truly desire, we need to be within that light column. So stay there. And let the energy build. And it's actually quite built up. Most of it's our awareness and our ability to connect with it. But I'm going to strengthen it for everyone. Shine the light just a bit brighter. There's never been a better time to be able to be a fast manifester or to make things change in our life. Now, the other side of that coin is we can make anything change in our life. This energy is fairly neutral. It's not deciding what's good for you, what's bad for you. It's just going to do what you want it to do. It would be similar to how we discuss a biocomputer. It's going to just do what a computer does. It can take in a virus, it can take in this, or it can't. And all of the anxiety about it won't make a difference. It's in the choices that are made for how it's programmed. So let's go ahead and release any anxiety around this or any issue that you have. I read through all of the emails, and there were a few themes that came up, and we're going to work on those first. One is some people thought they were being jinxed or they had a lot of bad luck. And that can be a downward spiral. And so let's go ahead and with your focus on your core, go to all the places that you feel that you have just the awareness, don't go there, the awareness of where that bad luck is, and invite that part of yourself participating in the experience of bad luck or jinx or anything that you do not want back to yourself. Allow them to come in front of you, or you can take them right within your heart. Now we've activated these pieces. Some of you are still collecting them. We'll let them come in. We're going to activate them to integrate. Many of you are doing that right now. Thank you. And as they integrate, they will synchronize and synthesize and become one with you again. Take a deep breath. Some of you have things that you were working on yesterday that haven't completely synthesized in, and that's fine. Once you get about 73% into it, it's going to happen. I'll just let this come. Key to it is keeping your core strong. Okay, we're going to strengthen again. Any connection to interference, being attacked, being abused, let's go in and find the parts of ourselves participating in that pattern. And let's send it unconditional love and allow it integrate and synchronize within your core. Now, the more you do this, the more you'll notice that you don't even have to do anything to the bad thing. The bad thing just goes away, or the least desirable effect. Some of you aren't really sure where you are in this process because it's the first time you've heard it. So I'm going to take this deeper for you. So while being that beam of light right down your core, I'm adding some infinity energy here for you. Dolphin energy for some of you who like that. Violet energy for those who are ready for that. And while you see this core of yourself, in your mind's eye, I want you to see that core is like a tree. And in nature, when you have a tree, it's got a very strong trunk, and it has a very solid tree. It's very, very solid in the middle, but it has branches. If you've ever seen a tree where a branch had to grow way far, further out than the others, it destabilizes the trunk of the tree, and it doesn't stand straight anymore. And it works for the tree. The tree is fine. The tree may not be as healthy as it could be if it had been pruned or trimmed or arranged differently, but the tree is still surviving and doing fine. We're all doing well. On some level, we're doing well. We're still walking and breathing. But if we have too much energy in a direction that doesn't serve us, then we are not able to be as stable as we could be. And we're not able to manifest what we want as much. We're continuing to manifest things that don't even really serve us and we didn't want, but we're too busy thinking about them to know the difference. So in your mind's eye, all the places where your branches are too long, I'd like you to shrink them back into your core. You might find that it's attached to a loved one that has moved on, a person not doing what you want them to do, a deeply disappointing situation. But the first key in being able to resolve it is to get that part of yourself back into your core. So go ahead and bring it back. Anywhere we're blaming someone else, any place we're not taking full responsibility, places we're numbing out, and a place that we are afraid of bad luck. Go ahead and bring those parts in. Because once they're synthesized within your core, they're not playing that program anymore. You have a chance to start anew. And I believe this is basically the reason people meditate and do energy work every day, to clean, to freshen things out. And just like we pay attention to our nutrition and our exercise, we also pay attention to where our energy is leaking. And these are forms of leaking. Take a deep breath. So for those of you who are feeling a lack of vitality, we'll go ahead and connect that vitality, and that will be to the bottommost part of the light that we were talking about earlier that's going below you. We'll open up the blueprint. Fortitude, vitality, allow that to come up. If we're making a big change in our life, we must have those two things. So I'm going to let that work with everyone right now. Reconnecting anyone disconnected. I want to talk about a panic attack. Someone wrote in about having a panic attack about going back to work. Take a deep breath. And this could also be true for anyone getting ready to create something bigger and more than they have before, or to gain something more than they had before. Take a deep breath. We're going to love the part of you that knows that it's panicking. We are going to accept it completely, the same way we accept the fact that we know we're sad or in grief. But we're going to acknowledge the light involved in that. And as we do, it softens the panic. It softens the grief. Deep breath. So I'm feeling, for the person who wrote in, thoughts running around. Maybe I can, maybe I can't, maybe it's too soon. Take a deep breath. Love all the parts that feel that way. Here we go. Okay, so I'm going in and I'm going to get the soul fractal pieces that are involved in those thoughts that are creating that. There you go. All right, now that means when those pieces have been extracted from that feeling, and it doesn't mean we judge the feeling, but when we return it, everything's a round trip ticket. We have an opportunity to refreshen ourselves and start anew. And generally, we feel more energy. And why is this? Because we're not expending it in a place that is unnecessary for us. I want to also talk about free will a little bit here. We're all moving to the place where free will and your heart's desire, heart will, is the same thing. Some of you aren't there yet. Many of you have moved there. And for you, working through the heart is extraordinarily natural. Take a deep breath. And for others who are working on that, it's fine. It comes. It arrives. It's normal to have in a human body a reaction to the loss of a loved one through death or because they have decided to have a different life and separate from you. Or they're on the fence and they don't quite commit to you. Take a deep breath. Now, when I say that, I'm feeling some panic from some members of our group, and nobody likes to be abandoned. It kicks off our thought and the old feelings of being abandoned by our source or by parents or discarded or neglected. So I want you to love the parts that feel any of these things. And today we may not be able to process you completely with that, but we're going to get it started and we're going to complete some things. So the parts of you that are feeling that, I want you to invite them close to you. And I want you to love them. The part that is terrified of being alone and terrified that you have no meaning without that other person, or you feel deep shame that you weren't able to keep something together. In this year of beginnings and endings, we want to allow everyone to get where they need to be. And just like sometimes someone we have loved has moved on, we must give ourselves permission to do the same thing. Take a deep breath. And the more we long for and want someone we love to change their behaviors, the more we have disempowered our core and ourselves. The light dims when we're out trying to create a situation that the other person doesn't want. So I'm inviting you now, anyone whose happiness seems dependent on another's behavior towards you, to invite that part back. Just keep breathing. We're allowing more love and unconditional love to flow through your core. It really can trigger the parts of ourselves that feel less than or unequal. So some of you have some confusion around your head, the top of the crown, towards source and that creative potential. Last summer we did a course where we were talking about golden energy. And I'm going to bring that in for you now. When your heart is in that place of authenticity, when you can allow that self-love to flow, that actually opens up a golden realm of energy for you. It's like a step of spiritual evolution. You can bring it in until you actually get there, but it's much more balanced after you get the unconditional love to flow. And we're allowing it to come in now for everyone. So this creative energy between the heart and the source, some of you will use the third eye for that, and there's no wrong way to do that. It just depends where you are. So allow it to develop the way it is. We'll have the team go in and work on whoever is ready in whatever way, and that's happening now. There may be some opening or tingling, but we're allowing the flow of that creative energy to come in. and give you the opportunity to rewrite some of the scripts you've got for yourself. And many of you have a script that I cannot be happy unless A, B, and C happens the way that I feel like it should. I'm going to talk to you while these energy works are happening. In body work, we do something called distraction, where if you need to do something in a certain area, but you know that it has an emotional consequence for someone, we're often stroking another part of the body, or we'll be doing something in a different area, so the pain does not seem quite the same. And spirit works with us this way sometimes. It has us out distracted, thinking that it's got to be A, B, and C. And when, in fact, there is a much better potential for you on the horizon, one that would be more satisfactory and more in line with who you are. Now take a deep breath. So there are two ways our deep grief and our fears and our anxieties work this way. Things can be happening behind the scenes we're unaware of, and it also allows us to clean out deep areas that we ignored. I did this once. I've shared with some of you that one time I spent 18 months crying, and that was because I didn't bother to do it for a decade before. Okay, take a deep breath. Now, I did this alone, but you don't have to do this alone, and it will be faster if you do it within a group. And that is being able to recognize the feelings that you have, the emotions that are buried, and allow them to come up and finish. It's the fear of the emotion that holds us back a lot and makes us want to numb it out. But it's actually just a part of ourselves that has an expression, and it can be so quick. Take a deep breath. When you're streaming unconditional love into a soul fractal piece of yourself that is experiencing something, it would be like a child that is lost that you find walking around the street. This, how would you relate to this child? The child's confused, the child is crying, the child is upset, the child is panicked. We're going to love this part. We're going into our core self that is streaming unconditional love, and we are loving this part of ourselves the same way you would a lost child, the same feeling you would have in the beauty of nature, the way you felt when you first looked at a newborn baby or your pet. I want you to love these parts of yourself. Take a deep breath. And let's increase unconditional love and acceptance. And it's the same thing up and down your core. Here we go. For these purposes, accepting is the same thing. And then now let's invite the parts of ourselves that are ready to come back into the fold of our oneness. Now, the more of these parts of ourselves we bring back and we move into our core, the more energy we have, the more creative juice we have. So I'm going to do a connection between the lowest part of your blueprint to the highest part of your blueprint, and we're going to renew it after the integrations that we did yesterday and today. So for anything that's ready to come in now, let's do it with beaming the unconditional love and acceptance for those parts of yourself. And if you're in denial and saying, and I know at least one of you is doing this right now, I can't do this and this isn't going to work, I want you to invite that part right up next to your heart, and I want you to love the part that thinks nothing is ever working for you. Keep loving. That part is in a bit of self-rejection. And denial. And would rather be stuck than move. Because stuck is very comfortable. So keep loving stuck, the part that feels that. Here we go. Let's strengthen our core to accept those parts back in. Almost. Let's get it in. And how do we make it faster? We strengthen our core, we add more light, and we add more self-love. Unconditional love. And that can't always come from our human self, because our human self is so limited for many of us. However, through Source, there is continuous stream of unconditional love, and it's never ending. So let that just move like rainfall right down your core. We come to acceptance when we're neutral. This is another word for neutral, but when you're doing it through the heart, neutral seems like a pretty strange word for it, but it does move you into a centered, balanced, stable state. Okay. One of the emails someone shared that they get very excited about something that's successful for them. They share it with another person, and suddenly it's not successful anymore. And then they start to feel bad about this. Okay, so sometimes we have, think of it like your golden goose. You have this golden goose that lays these beautiful golden eggs for you, and everything is beautiful and works and flows. And sometimes when we share with others, we share more of our essence than we realize that we are. And we give that person our golden goose. We give it to them. Of course, they don't know what to do with this golden goose. They might have a small amount of success, but it's not actually theirs. They didn't actually create it themselves. So they can't really do much with it. And sometimes they even resent you for giving it to them. So for anybody who ever gave away their grand ideas or golden goose to someone who didn't know what to do with it, in an ideal world, your other person that you shared it with would be inspired, and you'd both keep growing, and they would share, and it would go back and forth. But our world isn't always there, and that's kind of in relatively limited, if any at all, relationships. So I want you to bring back the parts that you gave away, and I want you to love them and let them come back to the fold, back into your oneness. It's beautiful to want to share our most amazing parts. I have certainly done this a lot. But when you feel depleted after you have done so, you've given away more of your essence than you wanted to. And so, and it may not be, and it wasn't refueled or it wasn't reciprocated. You're probably from a place where that reciprocation should have happened, more in like a tantra flow. And sometimes people don't know. Oh. Hang on, everybody. There's a funny. Did you fix that mic? Okay, here we go. All right, so let's just go ahead and one more time, bring those parts back. So it's possible in certain types of energetic relationships that what is shared is returned in a beautiful flow. And I do see this as a future for many relationships and groups, and I think we're getting closer to that. But until people are ready, you don't want to give all that away. You want to hold it, and you want to not give the essence, but you can also give an inspiration. So let's go back to your core, strengthen that. Okay, now, for those of you who've given away more than you wanted, or who are expecting something from another person that you're not getting, let's go ahead and do an infinity loop with them. Put yourself in one side and them in the other in your imagination. So this infinity loop is like a figure eight. It's alive, it's white, it's in motion, it moves. And it swirls with the grace of an eternity. You can see dolphin energy in there, which is the essential spiritual dolphin energy, which brings the earth energy and spiritual source energy together. It's very high level energy. You can see your own guides, colors moving through this infinity loop. It's in motion. You'll see all kinds of colors within it usually. And when we are making a shift with someone or we're in a confusion with a relationship, sometimes we need to return something to them and they need to get something from us. So with this loop going now, put the other person in the loop and just allow the energy just to flow. And as it does, in your mind's eye, if you see something that is yours that belongs to them, just allow the loop to move it. If they have something for you that belongs to you, allow it to come back. And this can also move out hard emotions, difficulty, sense of loss. The feeling of loss feels very real. But it's always replenished if we allow it. So any place that you feel loss of energy, inspiration, love, belonging, allow that to come back for each of you. Any place there is a cord of ownership, slavery, service that is unwanted, it can gently be unplugged. Now, if this is a deep thing for you right now, if this is something important for you to do it, I want you to stay and finish that through the call. And you can go back and re-listen to the rest of the call later, but let the energy of the call continue to work with you. Okay. Lots of golden gooses in people's cores. So let's go ahead and synthesize that back. And anybody that we retrieve the golden goose from, we'll allow their source to deliver their own for them in the way that works for them. Your vibration sometimes collapses another because it may be stronger than theirs. All right, I see a few of you breaking through some crown energy into a greater alignment, so I'm going to stay with that. For those of you who have been afraid that you will never find love again, I want you to feel it very deeply within your core. And the part of you that is afraid that you cannot find it, let's love that part. If you are in the middle of an infinity loop with someone, that's fine. It's within that sort of exercise that we generally get the glimpse that each one has an unlimited supply of unconditional love. Aligning and loving all the parts that, and all of us have small parts that feel that way. There are several ways that we can feel more abundant. That is with relationships, which we've talked about a bit, how to align and be prepared for relationships to switch so everyone can get in the right place. Our career, how we feel fulfilled, which is how we do things every single day, the energy that we step out our front door with or into our home office with, our fitness, our health, our finances. And for many of us, it's how we deal in time in a finite world and aging. So if I look at the group as a whole, we have quite a few people that are concerned about their health. So, and if you're concerned about your health, that can change your finances. If you're concerned about love, that can affect your finances. They're all intertwined. So I'm going to strengthen all aspects of all of us in all of these places. And I want to talk about worry a bit. Because if we go back to our core, remember we create things with every thought, every emotion, and it's not that we don't want to think or have emotions. The easiest way to deal with this is not to shut those down. It is to allow them, to see them, and then to go ahead and reintegrate them, just to allow it to go faster. So instead of, as an example, me crying for 18 months, maybe I only needed a couple of weeks, right? And that is because I wasn't processing it completely. I just allowed myself to fall apart. And that's fine. That's what I did. But you can, if you use this energy well, you'll come back. And it is always a round trip ticket. Some part of my being wanted 18 months. If I had been very conscious during that period, I may have been able to make that shorter. But at that point, I wanted just to go deeper. But that was my choice. And this is the same thing we have with our thoughts and emotions. How long do we want to be in wanting, craving, knowing, fear, and all of these things that we're feeling? So what we need to remember always, and this is why a daily practice is good, that's why we have the playground set up, that's why we're doing the things that we're doing, is that when we walk by it, some part of our being, our subconscious knows that we're working on this other thing. This other thing is in motion and in play. And we're bringing it back into our core, and we have the ability to redefine that energy, to use it differently. You could think of it as almost like your Play-Doh, although it's active and alive, and you're just going to reform it into something else. And that's the next step of manifestation. When we can take care of all these parts of ourselves that are doing this other, then we can do it, and it becomes faster and faster. The second million that anybody makes is generally easier and faster than the first. And that's because they've done all of these other steps. And the same with people that you know who heal themselves from things very quickly. You know, the first one probably took a little bit longer because they were learning the steps and shortcuts. They may not have a conscious awareness of what they were doing, but they were doing it. They were training themselves to get very healthy fast by moving all of their energy back in. So this is going to be a general soul contract clearing. So for those of you having sessions with me, we can go into more detail, but we can get quite a bit this way. So I want you to step into your soul contracts. I visualize this above my head. You can visualize it anywhere. Somebody might see it on a computer screen. Other people might see scrolls. Some people might see nothing. It's okay. We're going to bring up any that are ready to be nullified that keep some aspect of yourself weak, weaker than it needs to be. The relationships, your purpose, the way that you feel about time and aging, fitness, finance, health, any of that. That's ready for nullification, a general slowdown. Someone called it a virus in their mind. Any of that, that is that you have agreed within this core to keep a certain way. Let's go ahead and nullify it. Delete it. Okay, so quite a few went, and let's do that again. And I want to completely integrate all of those abundant supports that we have. Bring them together. Okay, I'm feeling cumulatively other people's will getting in the way of our finances. Some of us have this contract that we can't get ahead because of other people interfering or being more powerful or in control, places that we agreed to give our power away around our money. So let's go ahead and love the parts that made that agreement as we nullify the contract. Very good. All right. So now we're going to go back to that new blueprint. We'll strengthen everyone again. We're going to bring in that soul aspects that are out doing things that we have decided we're not going to do anymore. And let's allow them, those fractal parts of ourselves, to come back into our strength. Unconditional love, very good. All right, lots of ultraviolet liquid crystal light for everyone coming in. And now we're going to open the blueprint at the bottom of our field and align that with Source. Okay, I'm feeling somebody who felt that they just keep dropping deeper and deeper. This is the moment that you're ready to come back. So invite the part that keeps falling deeper and deeper back to right in front of you. Your core is strong enough now to allow that part to reintegrate, not the deeper and deeper, but the fractal part of you. You could think of it as like a little soul shard or speck that is participating in creating that. Here it comes. Very good. I want to talk about waiting. Now, okay, I want to say this too. If you start crying, that's cleansing. It's fine. In this type of work, just let that roll. Just let that happen. There's an end to it. It's not going to be 18 months. Okay? So just allow it and keep loving. As you allow the love to flow through, you're cleansing and realigning. Very good. All right, I want to talk about waiting and all the things that waiting means. Holding on to energy we no longer need, stifling ourselves, not moving, out of the flow. And you can, if you start thinking of your waiting as out of the flow, you're probably not going to want to wait as much. Waiting also can cause you to gain weight. So let's go into waiting and all the places that you're waiting and allow that to come forward. Some of these can be sneaky places. So allow all of them to come forward and love them. Take a deep breath. All right, so I'm going to take a minute to help with some integrations here. Just keep breathing. Okay, I'm seeing also quite a few of you bringing in a new team. So this would be guides, masters coming in for you. Okay, I'm going through every question that's sent to me. If I don't answer it on the call, it's definitely going to be answered within the grid. We'll go ahead, because we're in the middle of the grid work. So we're going to take a caller now. So everyone who has a question, let's go ahead and see what's going on here with everyone. Getting up the computer screen, hang on. Okay, how about 970? 970, are you there? I'm here. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Ayla. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Ayla, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good. Sorry, I was trying to deal with the phone after being in such a deep state.
That's okay.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having this. This is always a treat and always brings so much expansion. I'm working on manifesting a house right now, and a new career.
Okay.
I had an opportunity where a friend wants me to move in, but it's not exactly what I wanted. It's like 30 minutes away from where I'd actually really love to live, and kind of have some fear coming up with it. I don't know if it's my right path, but it's the only thing that has come in as an option to get out of my parents' house.
Okay. All right. So let's take a deep breath. So you feel stronger to stay with your parents and wait for something else to meet, but how do you feel about that when I say it?
I feel that way as well.
Yeah. So when we check what's weak and strong for us, just kind of go into the core and what's there and what's not, because otherwise you move and then you're immediately looking, which can be frustrating and just messier for everybody. And then when you close the door, you don't have to stand at that door. You can open another one. Another one will open for you. So, now how is it going? How's it going financially for you? Are you able to get something yourself, or do you need to be living with somebody else?
I guess I need to be living with somebody else right now.
Okay. So take a deep breath. All right. So let's make you strong for a living situation. That you easily afford, because we don't need to be causing more problems with debt, and in a compatible living environment. Take a deep breath. Anything in the way of that, we'll delete. Okay, what's in the way of that? So, what I'm feeling are like patterns where you sort of go around circles in your head. Do you do that? Are you doing that a little bit about what you should do? Okay, so bring that right to your core and let's align it. There you go. Because that is sort of like the branches of the tree we were talking about earlier, where it's even though it may not be a very big branch, it does take some energy from what you want to do. So you want to keep going into that centered state where you feel that freedom, and then your creating is going to just start happening faster again for you. Now, let's see, parents. So there is some shame that slows you down, so I want you to take a deep breath. And for everyone else, let's strengthen any place that we're feeling shame. Allow that to come up and love the parts of ourselves playing that role. We can get to where we shift this with a breath. Very good. Okay, so there's a pattern with this shame, and that's being dependent and under the thumb at the same time. So all the parts of you, Isla, and anyone else who feels dependent and under the control or thumb of someone at the same time, and that's uncomfortable, bring in the uncomfortable part and bring in the part that's feeling the resistance. Because that resistance, that vibe is a frequency you're putting out that's creating more and more of it. Very good. Okay, keep with that. So interesting, you're going to shatter that one as opposed to dismiss it. So it's shattering and then a new one will come in. How are you doing?
I really would love that gone. Thanks. I was not aware of that at all.
The shame, Did you feel it when I started talking about it?
Well, the shame and edge. The under somebody's thumb.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's sort of a pattern that we keep so this keeps recreating with you in subtle ways where you lose control. And so by doing that, you know, we soften it and your awareness will be stronger. So it'll probably show up, but then you'll just say no. That's probably the next step to that pattern. And it'll be easy to say no. It's like, well, of course I'm not doing that. It won't even be a pull. And then they won't even show up in your reality.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's take another caller. Let's see here. Okay. All right. So how about area code 425?
Oh, it's me. Hello.
Hi. Who's me?
Hi. Kathy, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, Kathy.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, good. Here. Okay. The thing is trying to find work for quite some time and pay my rent.
Okay, you're fading out a little bit. Can you say that again?
Okay. That okay now?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good, good. So just trying to pay my rent and get a job. I haven't had a job for a while, and I need to have a job to pay rent and bills. And this time I had to pay bills, and now rent is due, and how do I need to find a job, like, tomorrow.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Okay, so you feel this anxiety, kind of panic energy up with needing a job by tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. So that's hard to create in that. It's not your most powerful. It can happen, but it's not your most powerful way of doing it. So let's take a deep breath. Very good. All right, so I feel like this energy is surrounding you so strongly that it would be difficult to connect. Do you have any leads on something? Because I'm not feeling them.
I have like three different staffing agencies working for me, and I work weekends so far. Mm-hmm. But I go on interviews, and I am 64, a very young 64, and I wonder mm-hmm. if that keeps me, you know, energetically from being chosen, I guess. I don't know. And loving myself. I think that's a big deal, too, because I think I work on loving myself all the time. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you. You know, I just really work on that. But I don't know if I'm getting there. Apparently I'm not, because my evidence of my love for myself is there's nothing, you know, there's paying bills and having rent and having money, just, you know, receiving money
take
is
a deep
the
breath.
Evidence of my love.
Yeah, take a deep breath. I'll tell you why. Because we need to bring in unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And so let's take a step above your head and connect with unconditional love. So some people work with an energy like Mother Mary or Kuan Yin or just pure love. What do you work with? It could be a color.
I'm not working with anything except for all
okay.
the programs.
That's fine.
You know?
Okay, so let's set all that aside and let's go to how do you feel when you feel unconditional love for something? Can you get that energy? It's graceful. You feel it when you see a baby. You just tapped into it. Did you feel that you did?
Yes.
Okay. That's your energy. That's the one. It's not, I love you, I love you, I love you. because when you do that, every part of yourself that doesn't really love yourself, your sabotage programs come up. So if you bring in the unconditional love, it can bypass all of that and start actually gently working on the sabotage programs. So let that stream in, the unconditional love. There's several sabotage programs. I'm going to go ahead and work with them now. Okay, you have a few. The biggest one is you feel stuck. So I want you to love, and so everyone on the call can play with this, because the energy will work for you too. All the places that you feel stuck, I want you to love that part that feels stuck. It's very tight in there. So when you feel into stuck, I want you to seek out that orphan child of you in stuck. There you go. Yeah, you can see it any way you want, but I tend to see it as light, and I wait for the light to start shining, beaming back at me because I know I've hit it. So yours is there. It's shown itself, but it's fuzzy. So I'm gonna keep giving it unconditional love until we get it in to your core again, so you can empower yourself. There you go. Come in. Very good. So you have two time ones. One is you feel like you do not have enough time. So let's bring in the infinity of time. And within this infinite time, it's coming in now for you. So in this time, we're going to expand time for you. And so all your panic can leave. And within this infinity bubble, you are able to make things happen within this bubble where you're not bumping into your deadlines. Breathe for me. So do you know that feeling you have when you have all the time in the world? Not where you go lazy, but you're working. You're getting things done. You're moving through time, space, and dimensions to connect with who you need to do. So let's do that within this time bubble. You're connecting. All of your resources are showing up for you. Anything that couldn't show up could. Can now. Because you can expand and connect. You're aligned. You're streaming self-love. When you're streaming self-love, everyone wants to be around you. And it's not your human self. It has to be greater than that. It's not your personality saying, I love you, I love you. Although that's helpful. We want the deepest that we can get. Now, the other thing in this time bubble that we need, this infinity time loop, is how you felt when you were vibrant, young, and in demand. Do you have a time in your life that you remember that?
Yes.
Bring that in. So a lot of the vibrations you were carrying are leaving this time bubble. They can't exist in there as we're holding the vibrant youth energy. And that your source will provide. So do you remember a time that you trusted things to work for you? Or can you imagine one? Can you imagine one?
Well, that's part of it.
And there's so many choices. I want that kind of energy.
Okay.
I'm opening up your ability to connect to the infinite potential. So all the parts of your soul that started to shut down, we're going to shut down and say, it's over. I'm this old, so therefore, let's get rid of all those now. Every day I work with people who are in their 70s and 80s who are getting jobs, finding love, getting more money. And the difference between them and some of their neighbors is that they're just willing to hold these frequencies. And they're not putting any energy into collective age, how we think of aging. So for you and everyone on the call, let's strengthen your core to all the places that we let ourselves feel old by collective projections. I want you to know that people are less likely to respond to your panic than they are, or your desperation, than they are your flow, your love, your comfort to be around. Okay, how are you feeling now?
A little lighter.
Lighter. Okay. How's your panic or anxiety?
Subsiding.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Subsiding.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the rest of it. So after the call, you're going to have access to this recording again. And should you need it again in your job search, I want you to listen to it and get back into this infinity bubble. And this will give you more space in time to do what you need to do, because you can't have the pressure within your being to get this done. You need to have the sense that you can do remarkable things instantly and in a short period of time. Energetic connections are instant. Now, I feel like one of those agencies is working for you fairly well, but also be aware of other things that show up for you. I mean, it could be something out of the corner of their eye, or someone might call you. You just really got rid of quite a bit of old energy. I don't know if you felt that, but this is your new space, and I want you to stay here until you get this done. And email me and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. And I do believe that the universe can just give me, he can call and, you know, here's a job. Here's your, you know, dream.
Exactly.
He knows what I want to do.
Exactly.
Know? And so I know it's there. I know it's just right there. And in this call, and you answering my call is it. And I have goosebumps and I'm thankful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Well, let's take another caller. Okay, how about 780? Area code 780. Hello?
Hi, Sherry. This is Myrna.
Myrna, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for your calls. You've been absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good. But I have a question for you. to do, I think the word is like purpose.
Okay.
I feel like I've been in a little bit of a holding pattern for a little while, and
okay.
I don't know if it's self-sabotage or if it's just a matter of timing or if you would be able to assist me with any of that or give me some clarity or point me in the right direction for that, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so purpose self-sabotage, is that what you're – give me a little more information here.
Sure, I'll put you – this might be clear. I just feel like nothing's changing, and I've been doing a lot of spiritual-type work,
mm-hmm.
and nothing's really changed, and I'm just curious if something – for me, in particular, is supposed to change.
What did you want to change?
Well, I was hoping to have more epiphanies, more awareness, more zest for life. But I'm not
okay.
so sure I'm feeling or getting any of that over the years.
Okay, so are you? Okay, epiphanies and zest for life. All right. Let's go ahead and ask for it and get that. Okay, so let's go ahead and strengthen you to zest for life. So is it that you don't like your life?
Well, it just feels like Groundhog Day. It's the same thing
oh.
all the time. And it's like, okay,
that's
there's got to be more. Yeah, there's just got to be more to it than what I'm experiencing. Like,
some people would love that. Let's go back to change and Groundhog Day. So that change and not change. So the part of you that's not changing, that's stuck, let's go ahead and love the part that's not changing, that's stuck. Okay, so now within that energy field, Myrna, there's a bit of you that if I change, it could get worse. Do you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, so love the part that feels like if you change, it could get worse. So that part's been panicked about change and doesn't actually want any shift. Because it's doing a job that somehow it got. It's one of those work crews you sent out to keep things from changing. You might have known about it or not known about it, but let's bring it back. And so we always know it's there because of how the reality of our life. So let's love that part. All right, so you immediately get a more dynamic field when we integrate that. It's not completely in yet, but it's on its way. So let's love the part more. It's going, yeah, it's dragging it to me. She doesn't know what she's getting into. All right, just love that part. There you go. How are you doing?
Well, good. Except, you know, when you vocalized what that part was saying, where she doesn't know what she's getting into, well, then I start to backtrack going, well, okay, am I supposed to just be okay with the status quo with no zest,
no.
this Groundhog Day? Or
so no.
I was backtracking going, okay, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be asking for more
no.
for life, for more.
No, you get to have life. You get to have life. You get to have all the change you want.
Okay.
That was just the voice of the part of you that was holding you back from change.
Okay. So I don't
All right,
have
so,
to. Okay.
Yeah. So can you think of one thing? Did you do, what do you have that you want? You want the zest, right? So I can get you some zest right away, and we can plug you into just a higher sense of,
So life should be an
inspiration.
Yeah, inspired. And,
now, okay, so let's go ahead and – so let's look for a little more vitality. So any religious programmings that you have in other dimensions where being still and quiet and secure was wanted, let's bring those in. And everyone can do this and love those parts. there's some religious programming where the zest for life isn't very wanted. So keep loving that part. The zest for life could, you know, send you into sin, but you're probably wanting something like that. Okay, big breath. I'm teasing you. Okay. Here it comes. You do have a religious program that is afraid of stepping outside the boundaries and staying, I don't know, it's a little like the cocoon we worked on yesterday.
Yeah, I kind of had some resonance with that too.
Yeah, okay, so let's go ahead and love that part. And so a lot of religious practice is putting people in a cocoon. So take a deep breath and get that vitality going. Very good. How are you feeling now, Myrna?
I feel good. I don't know that I feel any different.
You don't feel zest?
No, not yet.
Okay. So all the programs, anti-zest programs and anti-inspiration programs you have, we'll go ahead and delete those. So I'll tell you, the next one that comes up is a vulnerable one, and that's part of the other side of the coin of that religious one I'm seeing, that you'll be too vulnerable if you feel that, and that where you are is like an attainment of itself. So I want you to love that part.
Yeah, I don't even feel like that's mine.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Of course, it was something that was given to you. So love the part that is connected to it.
Yeah, and it's tied to safety.
Yeah. So what would unsafe look like to you?
Oh, the unknown.
Well, okay, so you see this dilemma.
I know. I know, that's why I'm like, okay, I need help.
All right, so let's love this part that is afraid of the unknown. Okay, make your core stronger than the one that's afraid of the unknown. There you go. How are you doing?
Good.
Do you feel more zest? No.
I'm just working on trying to be strong, like my true core, stronger than anything else.
That's it.
So I'm just trying to work on and focus and bring that in.
Okay. So, do you have examples in your life, in your circle of people who have very unstable lives?
No, I don't think so. It's more the opposite.
Everybody's in Groundhog Day where you live.
Yeah, it's kind of like everybody's got their own little structured life and does their own little thing in their own little anthill.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. A lot of people would want to live there. Okay, let's strengthen you to your Groundhog Day. Okay. And so if you got out of Groundhog Day, what would you do?
You know what? Be like a fairy godmother. I just touch other people. Ooh, experience an extra zap of love, of zest, of creativity.
Okay.
I'd be like a, I don't know, I just, I'd be free, I think, is what the word comes.
What keeps you from being free?
Being ordinary? Now, how weird is that?
Okay. So let's strengthen all the parts of you that feel ordinary and extraordinary. Let's bring them both in. I need you to breathe more, too. That sense of a stagnant life, the part of you that feels like it's stagnant, let's love that part. And the collective world that thinks you've got it made. You're going to leave that cocoon.
Awesome.
It may not be today, but it's coming. Now, part of it is I think you want to get... the fairy godmother is probably not the most, think of a different way to say that. I mean, it's lovely, but think of a different way to say that.
Okay.
So I want you to get into how would my world look if I had the fairy godmother energy? Because it feels like you want to inspire other people.
Yeah, I think I do. But I mean, it's me first, right? Like,
right.
You know, I have to be inspired. I have to feel inspired. I have to, you know, have that connection above and beyond anything else.
Okay. So if I cover you with inspiration, what comes up?
Joy.
Okay. So start with joy. Start with joy, and that'll be your first step.
Okay.
You know, there's something under that is working its way, and the phrase "be careful what you wish for" is really strong with you. So I want you to keep loving that part.
Okay.
Because I think you see it as, you know, you can take. It's okay to take baby steps and dynamic steps. There's no judgment either way, but you know, you want to clarify what feels right for you. And some part of you wants one and some part of you wants the other. So what we needed to integrate is the part that wants a big change and the part that's taking baby steps. So keep loving both parts of yourself unconditionally. And that is going to kind of fuse within you, sort of integrate within you and balance out, and you'll be able to get what it is. You do have some nice safety mechanisms in there, which a lot of people would want. So I want you to hold on to loving those parts and let them refigure for you. So let's do this now. Let's refigure all of your safety mechanisms that are keeping you stuck. And we'll do this for everybody. There you go. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much, Myrna.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, I think I need to get off the line. I wanted to let you know that we still are having our 21 days going, and so there's daily work every single day for everyone. And much love to everyone. Let's all say goodbye now.
Thank you, Sherry. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Much love to you.
Much love. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.